Hello, hello, great day everyone. Welcome back, welcome back. It's been a week now and I'm so excited to speak to you guys this week about something very important. But I'm honored again to be here with you all. Welcome back to our globally recognized podcast and radio station feature, Can We Talk with Jewel? Proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. So I hope that we can continue to inspire you all and be a beacon of light for these discussions grounded in faith and aimed to honor our Father. But most importantly, we want to speak with full transparency and truth, right? Because I want to help those who may not be able to speak up. And that brings me to today's topic. Okay, now I'm going to skip over our rules that we usually discuss when I have someone else on. You guys are pretty much hip to how we roll. So I'm going to jump right in. And today's topic is secret societies, coven, bride, and missing children. Now, those of you who are connected to me via LinkedIn, I know you guys see a lot of my posts that I repost from fundraisingcup.org concerning this topic. And I think it is due time that I elaborate on some things that have been happening behind the scenes so we can be on one page and we can lift the veil, so to speak, as to what's been going on in some of our communities and around the world, right? So, you know, as more and more women are coming forward and sharing their stories with me, primarily, you know, I can't help but to feel compelled to not only assist these women's stories get out and help them with press releases and so forth, but to explain what is happening here and how it's going undetected and not rectified so rampantly around the world. So basically, it seems somehow, some way, we have lost our moral footing, right? Not just in this country here, but basically all over, where we have allowed secret society coven members to bribe individuals, especially those in positions of power, to assist in theft, discrimination, and ultimately murder of many women who have not been able to speak up and became so overwhelmed by all of it. They have either unfortunately taken their own life, have been placed in mental institutions, arrested, but basically all of which was unfairly done to these victims. And there are a few women that were strong enough to fight back and speak up, and their stories are consistent with what's going on. And basically how this story goes is that these secret society coven members are bribing law enforcement at every level, so not just local police, but we're talking about judges, lawyers, you name it, if they are part of this group, they are tied in by whatever blood oath that they've taken, and one elbow greases the other. They keep, in order to keep your secret of who you're sacrificing or who you're trying to steal from, you have to help the other as well. And as they are doing this to so many innocent victims, I can't help but to ask, where is the checks and balances we were once taught that made our nation great? Where is it? I think if I give you a case scenario that would be a mixture of several testimonies shared with me from various women and what they experienced, it can give you an idea of how this corruption is just growing and becoming so unmanageable for communities. You would have a better idea in realizing, wow, something, someone needs to speak up and put an end to this. And by end to this, I mean, of course, hold these individuals accountable for abuse of power, placing these women in poverty by any means necessary, harassing them, pretty much tormenting them, slandering their names, creating these fictitious stories around them to kind of keep the harassment and torment going, with other neighbors that are wondering, why are they being tormented? Well, let me tell you the fictitious story so you too can join in on the torment, and we won't have to bribe you if we create this slander. It's just unbelievable if you hear this story. Now, of course, it's hard to imagine that all of this can go on right under our noses, right? Because we're thinking, this is not like a third world country. Not that this should happen in a third world country, but we're thinking we're civilized. How in the world can all of this happen and there's no accountability? Okay, well, let me give you an example. Let's say that you've come into an inheritance. Now, the average American can inherit anywhere from, I don't know, $20,000 to $1 million in cash or property. That's the average American. Now, if you were a descendant of someone pretty wealthy, you can inherit quite more, right? And you would think that there would be certain protections to ensure that what you are supposed to inherit would get to you by the executor, and you would not be or fall victim to any of this kind of theft to the 10th degree, right? That's what you would think, right, in our society. But let me paint this picture for you of how this can actually happen in today's breakdown, especially if any of your members, of your family members are part of this secret society. This is a common playbook that is done to steal their wealth. And what it is basically is the goal is to start with, of course, not letting that person know that they have the wealth, right? Because if you don't know you have it, if your mail is stolen and you don't receive it because the mailman was bribed, then you wouldn't even know that you have the wealth. So let's just start there, right? The executor fails to let you know. You don't receive the mail that's supposed to be sent to you because it's either stolen or the mail person was bribed or they were part of the organization. And then you move into the next phase, which is isolation. So the goal is to isolate this person by all means necessary. If they live in an apartment rental, if they can, they will bribe the landlord or the maintenance employees or even a regular employee that signed you up. And they all have a special part to play in the corruption, right? Because the person who places you in your apartment, they want to place you strategically in a place where other bribed individuals are, usually above and below you. And then as far as the maintenance workers are concerned, they will provide you poor service. They will even damage your things. I mean, they've received a bribe to do this nonstop, and would consecutively do this, and break things when you leave your apartment, thereby further placing that person into a situation of poverty. By the time they're ready to move out, just about everything in the apartment is either damaged or hazardous, for their health. And that's including even putting excessive mold and everything, because believe it or not, the ultimate goal is attempted murder in order to retrieve this inheritance or this wealth. So this can start with noise campaigns. Those of you that may not be familiar with noise campaigns, what it is it's just constant racket that your local neighbors that are bribed would do to try to agitate you, right? And if you search the web, you'll probably find some of this under gang stalking, harassment. This is stuff that's kind of being done it's untold stories that we're just exposing now and giving some light, much needed light, I should say, to what's happening to these individuals, because when they come forward and they tell their stories, well, the goal is if they don't understand what's happening, it comes across as they're seemingly not safe, right? And that's also the goal, right? That it comes across as mumbo jumbo and you think this person doesn't make any sense with what they're claiming, and they don't necessarily know the right terms to explain what's happening to them. And that's why we're here. We understand, we've listened to many stories, and I am an advocate for women and children. And I will tell you in full transparency of what's going on and what we need to do to rectify it. Needless to say, This is a full-out organized crime. Like, this is RICO to the next level. And as long as this continues without our law enforcement, I believe there are some good people in law enforcement that would like to identify this, but they are thrown astray because those that have taken the bribe will tell the good ones, oh, no, we're just going to delete that police report. That person doesn't really know what they're talking about. And they don't necessarily do the right digging to say, why do you want to continuously delete this one person's report? I mean, they're reporting harassment. They're reporting vandalism. Maybe there's more to this story than meets the eye. Well, they don't want it to meet the eye because they clearly were bribed for it not to meet the eye. And so that should be a red flag to certain law enforcement members. If you do have colleagues that are deleting online reports or telling you to turn a blind eye to someone that's telling you they're being harassed with noise campaigns and gang stalking, these are not things that should be ignored, because there's probably a much larger crime in the background. You know, like they say, the devil doesn't break into an empty house. So in order to get all of these people on board, there must be a possible grand larceny that someone should look into. Now, as I was saying, this is a full-on organized crime, and there's many, many parts and people at play here that we probably wouldn't even fathom and think that it would be possible, right? But some of these secret societies, one in particular, is so vast that it is large around the world. And so it's not hard to believe that there are individuals in different sectors of our societies, and I mean teachers, lawyers, of all prestigious, they're part of these organizations, and we assume that when these individuals take these oaths, like to become a judge, that they cannot be compromised. Well, you will be sadly mistaken, from what I'm hearing of these stories, and it's really heartbreaking what's happening here in terms of corruption, just for some cash. And this plan is almost foolproof to an extent, right? For them to steal from an innocent victim. You wouldn't be able to isolate the crime because they have so many players involved. And so if you have enough false reports of harassment, false reports of, I don't know, child endangerment, whatever it is, you have a lot of players that are all contributing to this cause. And you would ask, why would so many people be corrupt to partake in something like that? Well, at that point, these individuals, and I want to be specific and call them individuals because I don't even want to call them human, because they don't see their victim as human at that point. At that point, the victim is viewed as their next vacation home, their next new car, their next new home, their next whatever. And so in their minds, they have, that's the path to continuously harass and victimize these individuals, seemingly so, knowing that they have someone in law enforcement in their back pocket to pretty much turn a blind eye to what's being done. And so I'm saying that to say that, you know, I know that there's women that have shared their stories and dealt with vandalism, dealt with just all kinds of stink bombs thrown at their homes, at their cars, and just all hands on deck in terms of harassment. And my heart and prayers go out to you. And if you feel as though you could not tell anyone what you endured, please, please contact us at fundraisingcup.org. We've heard many stories, and we want to do anything we can to help you. But I want to add that it's especially degrading for these victims once they understand that their family may in fact be involved in this, because it's their families that ultimately shared with these random people their weaknesses and would try to provoke those specific areas to get these women and children taken out of their homes and so forth. So definitely my heart goes out to any of these individuals that are dealing with family members that have turned against them for any kind of inheritance, business deal, or anything like that, to just steal from them and get some type of prosperity from them. That it's just an uphill battle once these false reports are piled up, and you know, even if you relocate to another area, like I said, this organization is so vast that they have networks in just about every country. So it can be discouraging, but I want to encourage women to not just speak up and speak out, but share your stories, because the more stories that we have just piling on top of each other with that common denominator of who's at the helm, we can have a voice together. So definitely reach out to fundraisingcup.org and share your stories. Now I'm going to dive in just a little bit deeper, because some people may not know the extent in which this particular secret society goes to try to unalive, so to speak, some of these individuals and sacrifice them to their deities and things that they worship, all for gain. And you know, this is something that's not often talked about, especially in the church, of how to protect yourself, which is one of the reasons in my prior podcast I shared with you guys some stories of how to protect yourself with the anointing oil and salt and things of that nature, because it's important that we keep you informed of how to protect yourself, because these spiritual attacks that are placed on these women can lead them to depression, mental institutions, death, or just unthinkable things. And you know, if you're not prepared to protect yourselves and read your Psalms and fast and do all the things that we are sharing with you in full transparency, this could happen to you. And so that's why we make a special effort to share these things with you and do this walk with you spiritually, and encourage you to fast with us every Wednesday, not just for your own individual prayer requests, but also for some of these women that are enduring this fight and struggle right now. That extra support of fasting and sending up prayers to our Father for them can really go a long way. So please continue to fast with us on Wednesdays. But needless to say, for many of these COVID members, this is a mere game for wealth. And like I said, they start with the isolation, and then it moves on into the ruining of reputation. And from there, it's just all hands on deck to whatever and whoever we can get on board to destroy and ultimately take out that individual and split up what's rightfully theirs. And you could just imagine the amount of trauma that's placed on these innocent individuals in initially trying to figure out why are they being attacked by so many people that logically they don't have a problem with, or, you know, never had an altercation with, but it's just an all-out attack. Well, this is what's going on behind the scenes, and it's not being discussed, and that's why you're being attacked. It's not in your head. You either had a business deal that went wrong, right, where you had a lot of money on the line, or you had a huge inheritance that was stolen from you or attempted to be stolen from you. And behind the scenes, there's probably court cases, all kinds of things going on you're not privy to because, I don't know, they deemed you incompetent and you don't even know. But that's a story for another day. So I want to share that with all of you. And help me support bringing these women forward. And please keep liking the post, because when these victims see that you guys actually support and care about the trauma that's being placed on them unfairly, unjustly, it helps them to get a voice and feel empowered to speak up and share their stories. And that's what we want them to do. We want them to continue to share these stories. We may not fully have or know the right law enforcement member that we can honestly trust to investigate these cases fairly, but at least if we can gather them in the meantime and identify the common factors of the cases, hopefully by the time that there is a just law enforcement individual, we have made their case a lot easier for them. So that's what we have been doing here at fundraisingcup.org. Again, I ask you to continue to support us and our ministries and recognize the hard work that we're doing here. Those of you who do not know, I have worked in anti-money laundering compliance for over 2 decades, and I bring with me that skill set in identifying money laundering and identifying fraud and corruption. And most importantly, I'm a woman, I'm a mom, and sad to say, I have seen and witnessed a lot of this personally. So trust me when I say that I take these cases seriously, and this is not something that I fool around with or take lightly. Each case I look at with open eyes and ask the right questions to make sure that we can identify all of the key players involved in terms of these legal crimes. So with that said, I want to move on to the other big topic that you see frequently posting online, which are all of these missing children. And I think this month I have posted a large amount of missing children from the state of Virginia. Now, there have been, and I'm sure you guys see these pictures of missing children when you walk into your local Walmart, and you may glance at it and think to yourself, it's just kind of depressing, and you may not really take a long time to analyze that a lot of children are missing from certain states versus other states more frequently, but it's very important to notice. The reason being is there's human trafficking, organ trafficking, going on, and sex trafficking as well. And what's happening is these children are being taken right under our nose. And most people are thinking probably the same thing that I'm thinking is how exactly can all of these children and adult women go missing in this day and age when we have cameras just about at every light. There is a light post for your vehicle to pass and business door and everyone's front door as well. How is it possible that these kids are just all of a sudden turning up missing at the same rate or maybe even more so now that they've realized they can profit off of the organs and so forth? Well, one of the things that I think is not being tapped into that I'm constantly kind of trying to clue in more law enforcement that focuses on human trafficking is checking underground. Because once someone enters a facility, a home, a warehouse, wherever, if they're taken underground and there's an underground tunnel, then we won't see that child again. But like I said, we would like to hope that we would see a child entering a warehouse and as the last place the child entered, but for some reason these video footages are not coming up as to the last place the child was seen. So I know one of the things that we can do at fundraisingcup.org is to identify when we are seeing something that looks like a sweep in a particular location. So if we're noticing that in Virginia, they're averaging about 20 children missing in one day, we want to not just post the 20 children that's gone missing for you guys to see the faces and identify them, but we also want to share with our network that if you reside in the state of Virginia, be very aware that in your particular location, your city, the children are disappearing daily. And so that's what we have been posting and trying to get the attention of a lot of Virginia residents to kind of stop what you're doing, pay attention. It's not really adding up that your state is having so many children disappear on a daily basis. It's just, you know, the odds of, you know, all of these children all deciding they want to run away from home every day for the past 2 weeks, unlikely. I think someone, whoever's working in that state, working in the division of human trafficking, children trafficking, I think they should zone in to this red flag and do a deep dive as to what these children have in common. I'm seeing that it's ranging between the ages of 13 and 17. A lot of the young people seem to have a lot of similarities in their appearances. These are all things that I hope that they are zoning into. Children, they have a soft spot in my heart because I'm a mom of three. And I shared with you guys before in a podcast that the school where I sent my youngest child lost my child, and he could have potentially been kidnapped. He walked home by himself. He's only 7 years old. And it's by the grace of God he got home, right? So that even puts more passion and fire behind my efforts, my words, my assistance in helping other parents find their children, because I know what that felt like when I didn't know where mine was for those 20 minutes. So I just want to let you guys know some of the background of who I am, why I do what I do, and why I'm so passionate about this ministry and feel so supported and encouraged by not just my colleagues, but the pastor who is behind this organization. You know, it takes a great man to put his ego aside and develop an organization to support women and children. And for that, I am eternally grateful. And this is something that I will continue to work on, irregardless of how many projects I take on, because this is my passion. You will often see in my posts and hear the passion in my voice of how much it means to me, because I've seen what's happening behind the scenes. So, again, those of you who've had children missing or you're victims of this kind of corruption that's going on with these secret societies and covens, and you think you have an idea as to why, in terms of what was stolen from you and when, please come forward and continue to share your stories. We are here to support you. And I just want to thank those of you that trust me enough to continue to encourage me to do this podcast. So I took a little break, a little commercial break from how we typically run the podcast to share this with you, so that you guys know this is at the core of our foundation here. And if you guys have any questions, or you have any leads, or there's just anything at all you want to share with me, I know I have shared the fundraising cup number with you guys multiple times, and I'll share it again. It's 615-205-5657. And I believe on extension 2, so you can leave a message with your number, and I will call you back. So again, I want to let all of our supporters know to please continue to donate to the organization either online at fundraisingcup.org, or you can call in with your donation as well. And I've shared with you guys that I have a travel business, so I'm always willing to support you guys in your next travel venture, so please feel free to reach out to me. And once again, I want to close out with a gem of experience to reflect on whenever you think of me and this podcast, and that is to remember every experience, good or bad, as valued like a jewel. It's true worth shines in the right light. So keep that in mind, and I want to thank you all for your support. I hope to hear from you soon. Take care. Bye.